وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program For Humanity. And for humanity, we need to do a few things. First of all, we need to train ourselves, tame ourselves. Because a human being is like a loose cannon. If he is not controlled and maintained, he will definitely do damage to himself and to others around him. And since we want to be good human beings and maintain the rights of others, then we have to control ourselves. One of the traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about when it comes to the human beings that they need to get rid of, one of the vices that they need to work on themselves, is the trait of طغيان. طغيان linguistically means when a person goes beyond the limit. When a person exceeds the limit, they say طغيان. Or طغى الماء, for example, it went above the limit. Right? So when we go above the limit of what we are being told, then we are considered to be طاغي. In terms of Islamically, a person becomes طاغي when he goes above the limits of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or disobedience in this regard. So there's disobedience, but sometimes we go beyond disobedience. Sometimes I don't give people money, or I don't give my khums and taxes and alms, khums and zakah. But I don't stop there. I go steal from other people. I go take from others. So now I'm becoming طاغي. Sometimes I disagree with you on a matter. I don't stop at just arguing. No, I start to curse and I start to insult. That is going beyond the limit. Allah says in the Quran, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى, in chapter Al-Qalam, verse 6 and 7. إِنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى, in one of the cases that a person becomes طاغي, becomes an oppressive, a person who transgresses against the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is when he is in a good state. Now, financially, physically, mentally, he starts to transgress. He thinks, well, he's got wealth, he's got everything he needs, so it's easier for him to go mistreat others. Because a poor person who doesn't have money, you find him quiet and humble. But those who have money, have wealth, have power, have influence, they use these blessings of Allah in a negative way. And instead of thanking Allah for it, they go beyond. So, me and you, if we leave our egos and ourselves without control, then we will lose. Allah says in chapter An-Nazi'at 37-39, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى, for those who transgress and go beyond the limits, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, now as a result, as a consequence of this transgression, is that we would start to love this world. Allah says, well, in this case, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, then obviously your residing place and your leisure center will be hell. That's it. There is no other place for tughyan. Now, like I said, sometimes we make a sin, we ask Allah to forgive us, and we do good and we change. But sometimes no, we continue our transgression. Now, like I said, whether it is with ourselves or with other people. Even Allah says it doesn't have to be in terms of ma'asiyah, it can be in other things, which inshallah I will mention right after the break, so stay with us.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we're talking about tughyan and transgressing the limits that Allah has set for us, or the limits that we do in terms of disobedience to Allah. We go beyond that. And tughyan, you know, a person could be a taghi, a transgressor, or an oppressor in all fields of life, not just in one field. Allah says, "Kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum." Eat from the beauties of the food that we've given you, the blessed food that we've given you, the halal food that we have offered you. But then Allah says, وَلَا تَطْغَوْ فِيهِ. But don't transgress in the food that we've given you. Don't use it as a means of entertainment, as means of haram, as means of harming yourself, as means of depriving other people from it. So this food that we've given you, this tayyibat, it could be food, it could be money, by the way, it could be anything. But Allah says, kulu, so we clearly talking about food because it says eat. So Allah says, make sure if you want to eat, first don't eat haram. Two, eat as much as your body require, don't go overboard. Don't make food as a god, as something that you just live for. Because some people actually do that. And now those who, I don't want to mention names, but those who think they're influencers, they're using their obesity to gain likes and influence on people. And restaurants pay them heavy money to come do advertisement for them based on food. Now, this is tughyan. This is the pinnacle. This is the example of tughyan. Allah says, if you do that, then فَيَحُلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبِي, then my anger will befall on you. In chapter Taha, verse 81. Allah says, make sure even in your food. So sometimes you don't have to go transgress against other people, but sometimes even against yourself, you could transgress. So we can harm ourselves first and foremost before other people. Now, when it comes to transgression and tughyan, we have to understand that first and foremost, we have to return to Allah. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imanu billah. There is nothing that can help me or hold me from my transgression except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more that I am in touch and in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more I have more tranquility and balance in my life. The more absence Allah is in my life, the transgression will grow. So we're talking about people who actually believe in Allah, who are Muslims, who submit to Allah, who pray to Allah every day. But they do these actions because they have to, not because they want to. And they believe in Allah theoretically, not practically. In their life, Allah does not exist. They say Allah, they bring the name of Allah, this and that, but practically, Allah is absent. So the iman of Allah has to be a sense of knowing Allah is there, He's watching you and He's judging you. And then you have to work accordingly. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that He has given you. Doing the acts that Allah wants you to do when it comes to giving, for example, taxes and alms and what have you. To know whatever you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A number of things, because of my time is limited, so I'm trying to compress as much as I can. If you combine these things and create that sense of awareness that you are in the court of God 24 hours, then surely the notion of Tughyan will downside and will go down, and you know, you will be in control of yourself. We will continue another episode. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.